Have you ever had a great day in a Disney park and thought, wow, it was a perfect day, but maybe you only rode one to two attractions? Today, we are chatting about everything you can do at the parks that does not involve rides. So if you're not a ride person, or you're traveling with infants, or just looking for a different park experience, this episode is for you.
It's time for the My Mickey podcast.
I'm Nicole.
And I'm Bridget.
We are huge Disney fans
and travel experts.
As professional travel advisors, we want your vacation experiences to be as magical and simple as possible.
So each week, the two of us, along with an occasional friend from My Mickey Vacation Travel, will bring you the very best tips, advice, strategies, and updates from the world of Disney and beyond.
So sit back and enjoy the show.
I'm excited to talk about this stuff because honestly, this is some of my favorite stuff to do now because we go so often.
Yes.
I love everything we're going to talk about today.
I will say my two best days in the park, between the two, I did two rides.
I love it.
We did one of those special, it was an after hours event at Hollywood Studios, brand new event. Didn't do one single attraction, did foods, character meets, and shows. And it was the best time I've ever had.
I love it. I love that. I mean, maybe we could start with shows and parades because those are going to be happening at each of the parks. And of course, at Magic Kingdom, you have stage shows that are going to be happening, honestly, from park opening until the end of the day at various times. So you've got stage shows, you've got the Festival of Fantasy Parade, and we still have cavalcades that are going to be rolling throughout the parks as well.
You know, and if you're over at Epcot, obviously they have different shows and entertainment with the different festivals.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I love to do is check the app and find out when the Voices of Liberty are performing and listen to them perform.
At Animal Kingdom, one of my favorite things is the birds in flight.
Yes,
I know some people are scared of birds. I know that my daughter has a teacher that is scared of birds. And so I love birds in flight. I'm just mesmerized at how well trained these birds are. And so I think that's a great option. It's a large venue. You can show up and there's not a bad seat in the house. So love birds in flight.
I feel like that's one of the most underrated shows at that park. If birds aren't your thing, the Festival of the Lion King is very popular there. Finding Nemo the Musical. There are other show options.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but go to Birds in Flight. Just do it. If you're in Animal Kingdom, go to Birds. It's great.
And Hollywood really has, they're known for their shows too. Yeah. So you have Beauty and the Beast live on stage, the Frozen sing-along, and then, of course, the Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular, which, great.
Beauty and the Beast and Indiana Jones are outside, Frozen inside. So if you are hot, if you need a little bit of a break, Frozen, go for that one.
This is Jeff, your podcast producer and co-owner of My Mickey Vacation Travel. Are you still thinking about a summer vacation and just don't know where to go? Let's talk about a visit to Walt Disney World. With the help of the travel advisors at My Mickey Vacation Travel, you can bring the magic to your entire family this summer. Don't be overwhelmed by all the planning options, resort choices, and discount offers. We will design the perfect summer vacation for your family. And guess what? We have all the tips for the best pools to stay cool. So be sure to contact the dream designers at My Mickey Vacation Travel today at mymickeyvacation.com. And now, back to the show.
All right, let's move on to festivals. I know this really is going to pertain only to Epcot, but if you're really looking for a day at the park where you're not doing rides, there is almost always a festival happening at Epcot. So you have the Festival of the Arts, Food and Wine, Flower and Garden, and then the Festival of the Holidays. There is so much to do and to see and explore during the day that you could literally not see everything that the festival has to offer and not do any attractions.
Yeah. I think there are so many things on your to-do list when you are there for one of these festivals that it's going to take up your day. If you're doing the scavenger hunt, if you're making it and you're doing whatever the crawl is for that, if you're doing a cookie crawl, if you're doing right now at Flower and Garden Festival, their food crawl. There's so many things that you can do in the festival that does not involve writing anything. And it's super fun.
I know. And that's what I love. There's always something special, like checking out all of the artwork during the Festival of the Arts, or the topiaries during Flower and Garden.
Or Butterfly Garden.
Yes, the Butterfly Garden is so nice. Mm-hmm. And then during Food and Wine, they'll do like special like cooking demonstrations. So there's always something going on. And they'll have concerts too. So you have the Garden Rocks concerts. And then the Food and Wine, they have like special concerts. Like I love seeing who's performing and checking those out because they're free. It's all part of your admission.
Yep. Some other things that you can do in the parks would be enchanting extras. So we're talking, these are tours that are going to be an extra cost, but Keys to the Kingdom is going to be at Magic Kingdom. And I know, Nicole, you have done Keys to the Kingdom before.
I will say, you know, this is obviously for adults because you have to be older to do Keys to the Kingdom, and it's a 5 hour, was it 5 or 6 hours? I can't remember. Five or 6 hour walking tour. It was the best thing that I have done at Disney. We did have a fabulous guide. I feel like that will make the difference, but I can't imagine. I've never been saddled with a bad cast member at Disney. Yeah. But it was the best experience that I've ever had. Like if you want to see kind of a behind the scene look, and honestly, I was afraid it was going to ruin the magic, just enhanced it. Very cool. But that's something you can do. And now you've spent 5 hours at Magic Kingdom. We did go on Haunted Mansion and we did do Pirates of the Caribbean. Aww. So it's not completely attraction free, but it is a great experience.
Well, for those of you that enjoy animals, of course, over at Animal Kingdom, you can do Up Close with the Rhinos and Caring for Giants, which is with elephants. So these are kind of behind the scenes looks at these really remarkable animals. These are small groups that you can be a part of to learn about those animals.
And you have done the behind the scenes tour at Epcot,
right? We did that a few years ago and our daughter went with us and it was so cool because you're in that Living with the Land ride, basically, where you see all the boats passing by, but they're walking you through all of the things that they're growing. And then that food that is grown there is dispersed throughout the parks. And that's what you're going to be eating in a lot of your restaurants, which is really cool too. They gave us cucumbers that they had just grown there. And it's a really fun, if you like agriculture, it's a really cool experience. And they make it to where it is a great fit for kids as well.
See, that's great. Mm-hmm. For me, speaking about great fit for kids, although the next suggestion is definitely something I prefer doing, not so much my kiddos, but the character meets. Mm-hmm. Like you could spend the day just wandering around the park, waiting in line to meet some of your favorite characters.
Yeah. I think character meet and greets are great. I think our daughters is your daughter 11?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Mine too. So the character meet and greets may not be as cool as they once were with her, but I still like them. I keep going back to Jollywood Nights and seeing Santa Duffy and me being super excited. And my poor tween is like, oh my gosh, mom, what is happening?
You know, well, when I just told you my best day at the park, it was Jollywood Nights.
Yeah.
And we didn't do, I love seeing everybody dressed up. I mean, I went with a couple other dream designers and we were literally like waiting in line for each other to make sure we got every meet and greet. I mean, we waited in line for Pinocchio and then got back in line for Geppetto because there were some rare characters. Yeah. And if you are a Disney fanatic and you know you don't see Jiminy Cricket hardly ever, you wait for that and you wait for Mary Poppins and her penguin.
That's right. Yep. So those character meet and greets can be a great opportunity for sure.
And definitely check that My Disney Experience app. You know, there is a feature within the app. If you go to the pin drop location and then you filter and search by characters, it'll show you exactly who was meeting in the park, when and where.
Yeah.
Because different characters meet throughout the day and they're not there all day long. So that is something you want to make sure that if there is someone you really want to meet, that you know exactly when to go.
And for those of us that the way to our heart is through our stomach, dining is a very exciting thing that you can spend the day exploring. So it could be a new table service restaurant that you haven't had the opportunity to be at, a quick service, snacks at Disney World, even at Disneyland, like the snacks can take up your whole day, especially the seasonal ones. So yeah, dining can be a way to spend your day as well.
Yeah. And I was going to say, especially with those seasonal snacks, like it's nice to see what's where and to try and taste different things. You know, and if we're going right from, you know, the food to our bellies, now let's hit up our wallets because shopping.
Yes.
There are stores everywhere. And I find that I'm still finding new shops in Epcot because they're hidden in the nooks and the crannies of the World Showcase. And they have like some really great options.
Yeah, I love shopping. I love it at Epcot. I actually really enjoy the two gift shops in Animal Kingdom that kind of straddle each side of the tree. We love those gift shops. And even on that Hollywood Boulevard in Hollywood Studios, we've got some great shopping areas for you to check out.
And I think one thing that people, you know, I have heard this from a number of families. They're like, oh, kiddo wanted X, Y, and Z toy. Mm-hmm. We figured we could find it everywhere. They don't have the same merchandise throughout the four parks. So that's what's great about the stores. You're always going to find something different. But I say, like, if you see something you desperately want and you know it's in a particular shop, just buy it then, because there's no guarantee you're going to see it later.
Yeah. Especially if you have that base ticket and you're not going back.
Yep.
And then, of course, we have general exploring. There's so many things to look at. There's hidden Mickeys literally everywhere. So just things to look at in all the parks. I like watching the people struggle at the stone that is in front of the carousel where they're trying to pull the sword out of the stone. Lots of opportunities to just walk around and explore.
You know, I think it wasn't until like last year or the year before that we finally discovered and stopped at Cinderella's Wishing Well and made a wish. You know, that's something, you know, it's behind the castle if you're making your way from Tomorrowland over through the castle to Fantasyland.
Yep.
But if you're not stopping and taking your time, it's easy to overlook some of these really nice touches.
Mm-hmm. And Pandora, the World of Avatar over at Animal Kingdom, I mean, take some time to walk around there. It is so cool to see all of the plants that they have created. And at nighttime, if you get the opportunity to be at Animal Kingdom to see the bioluminescence, everything glows, the walkway glows. It's a really neat experience, especially in the evening.
Yeah. And if you're in Animal Kingdom, they have so many self-guided animal walking trails. You can take the train out to Rafiki's Planet Watch, and they have the petting zoos out there. And I mean, there are animals throughout the park. You can go through, I mean, my kids will wait forever to see if they can spot the kangaroo or certain animals that you just see kind of throughout the park.
And then exploring World Showcase. We talked about that a little bit earlier, but every country has something different to offer. A lot of shopping, a lot of culture, different things to experience. So really take your time. And if you want to meet those characters, again, World Showcase is a great way to see really neat characters scattered throughout.
It's also a great way to eat those small bites.
Right.
Great way. There's a lot you can do as you make your way through. You know, I always feel like the World Showcase gets a bad rap and that it's boring.
Yeah.
And sure, it's not rides, but just because you're exploring and you're not doing an attraction doesn't mean like you can't thoroughly enjoy, you know, sort of what you're seeing.
I absolutely agree. Well, thanks so much for listening. We hope that we've shown you the wonderful world of Disney without attractions. As always, reach out to the dream designers at My Mickey Vacation Travel if you are ready to plan an upcoming adventure to Universal, Disney, or beyond. They have the tips and insider secrets to enhance your vacation experience. You can learn more at MyMickeyVacation.com. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you real soon.